As we look to put a wrap on the 2014 season, I want to show you five of my favorite plays from the Vikings offense over the 16 games. Now, these might not be the five best plays the Vikings had all season, but they're my favorites for a variety of reasons. Let's jump right into it. Play number one is going to be from Jerick McKinnon. It's a 55-yard run right up the gut by our rookie running back. What you're going to see is the middle of the field right here is going to open up for Jerick because the offensive line and the tight ends do a great job of creating a hole, and you're going to see Jerome Felton come through the middle. He's going to be the lead blocker. We'll watch this play develop in regular motion, and here you can see a great cut by McKinnon to the outside and great blocking initially in the play, but Jerick McKinnon does the rest. 55-yard gain, getting the Vikings offense out of a hole. Let's look at the end zone view, though. We're going to break it down and show you how this happened. Right side of the Vikings offensive line is going to do a great job with their one-on-one blocks. Rhett Ellison, Phil Lotholt, and Vlad Dukas is going to reach over here to the nose tackle and seal him. So that's going to create a crease right here for McKinnon. And then the left side of the Vikings offensive line, Matt Khalil and Charlie Johnson, they're also going to do a great job. And that's going to create a huge lane for Jerick McKinnon to use to come up the middle and cut to the outside. But the key to this play is our Pro Bowl caliber fullback, Jerome Felton, right here. He's going to be Jerick's lead blocker. He's going to come right up the gut, and he is going to destroy Falcons linebacker Paul Warlow, and he's going to spring McKinnon for this huge gain. Watch this right here. Absolutely taking Warlow out of the play. Now, this is a good player for the Falcons. This is one of their best defensive players, a linebacker, a leading tackler for them. Jerome Felton takes care of him. McKinnon does the rest, makes a great cut to the outside here. And now you can watch Vikings wide receivers. They're going to be blocking downfield. Greg Jennings and Cordarrelle Patterson do a great job. Patterson sticking with the block right here on the safety. And McKinnon, 55-yard gain. Excellent play for the Vikings. They dig themselves out of a hole. Play number two, the 87-yard touchdown by Jarius Wright in overtime to beat the New York Jets. Obviously a great play because Jarius at the top of the screen is going to catch this whip screen. He's going to make a bunch of things happen. He's going to find the end zone. Fast forward it here. Great blocks on the outside by Jarius Wright, and he's off to the races. So obviously a great play for all those reasons. But the reason it's one of my favorite plays is because Teddy Bridgewater beating the Jets not just with his arm, but beating him with his head as well. Teddy anticipating a zero blitz here from the Jets. The Jets, in their initial lineup, don't look like they're bringing any pressure at all. But as Teddy gets closer to the snap, he sees two linebackers moving up closer to the line of scrimmage, and he's even going to see a safety sneaking up here. So obviously, at this point, Teddy knows the Jets are bringing pressure. In fact, they're bringing a zero blitz, and here's Teddy right here, changing the play. When you sense a blitz is coming, the best play to call is a screen. That's how you beat quarterback pressure. You run a screen either to your running back or to your receiver. That's exactly what Teddy calls the whip screen to Jarius Wright. Nice throw, nice catch, a couple good blocks on the outside. Sully gets a little piece of Sheldon Richardson right here, and that brings Jarius Wright to the end zone. But as we look at it from the end zone view, another reason I love this play, you get down to the end of it. Jarius Wright is gone. The game is over. The Vikings, in a season that's probably not going to the playoffs at this point, they got offensive linemen chasing that play. Joe Berger, Matt Khalil, Vlad Dukas, all 11 of the Vikings offensive players on that snap playing hard all the way to the whistle. You'll love to see that. Earlier in this game, a great throw, a great play by Teddy Bridgewater, great protection by the offensive line. You remember the criticism of Teddy Bridgewater early in his rookie season was he couldn't connect on some of those deep passes. Well, he does that right here. You can see a pump fake, and he hits Charles Johnson deep down the right side for the touchdown. Great job by Teddy Bridgewater. Great job by Charles Johnson. But here's why I love the play. You're going to see great protection by the Vikings offensive line. And we talk a lot about pass protection and offensive linemen, but running backs also have to do a nice job in pass protection. And that happens here with Matt Asiata, who's going to pick up a stunting defensive lineman to give Teddy Bridgewater a little more time. So as the play begins, here's Matt Khalil right here, playing left tackle, obviously. He's going to get Jason Babin, who's crashing inside, as is Sheldon Richardson. But the left side of the Vikings offensive line does a great job of walling off this pressure. Charlie Johnson takes care of Sheldon Richardson right here. Matt Khalil sticks with Babin, giving Teddy Bridgewater time. But here's the key pickup right here. It's Matt Asiata, who's going to step up and pick up a stunting defensive tackle, Damon Harrison. He's going to loop around underneath these defensive linemen who are crashing to try and pressure Teddy Bridgewater off the edge. But Matt Asiata does a great job. He steps up here and picks it up. That gives Teddy Bridgewater extra time for the pump fake right there, which gets the safety off of the receiver, and Charles Johnson breaks free for the touchdown. So, yep, a great job by Charles Johnson and Teddy Bridgewater, but it cannot happen without great pass protection from the offensive line and from Matt Asiata. Let's go to Miami. Teddy Bridgewater to Greg Jennings. Of course, you'll remember the beautiful touchdown pass that Teddy threw to Greg Jennings earlier in this game. But later in the game, there is a key third down conversion from Teddy Bridgewater to Greg Jennings right there. A beautifully run route by Jennings and a beautiful throw by Teddy Bridgewater. Here's Jennings lined up. He's bunched in a formation with Cordarrelle Patterson. Jennings is going to run an under route right here, cross Teddy Bridgewater's face, and Teddy's going to put a throw right into Jennings' hands for the first down. This is a big third down conversion. It's third and 13, but here's why I like the play. A lot of quarterbacks can make routine throws. They can make great throws down the field when they have plenty of time and pretty pockets, as we saw in the last play. But look at this. As Teddy steps up to throw, he's got a bunch of pressure right here in his face. He actually cannot step up into throw. This is what you call arm talent, where all Teddy can use is his arm to make this throw. No momentum, no stepping into it. Uses his arm and puts it in a perfect spot. Greg Jennings makes the catch, and the chains move. Last play we're going to show you is Matt Asiata. It's actually a series of plays, and you'll remember the game at Detroit. Mike Zimmer, although the Vikings lost, Mike Zimmer was pleased with the physicality of the Vikings, and it started right off the bat with Matt Asiata. Look at this play. This is not even a running play. This is a pass to Matt Asiata. He catches it right here at about the 48, 49-yard line. Asiata is going to get past the 40 here, and he's got a bunch of defenders crashing him. But Matt Asiata lowers his head, and he delivers the blow to these defenders, dragging them across the line to gain, gets the first down. That is setting a tempo for the rest of your team throughout the game. A couple more times here where Matt Asiata does this. Out here, Matt Asiata lined up wide right. It's a spot throw, a spot route. Bridgewater hits him. And once again, Matt Asiata making people miss. One missed tackle, two missed tackles. It takes a third guy to bring him down. Matt Asiata setting a tone. Finally, one more. Two Detroit Lions it takes to bring Asiata down on this play. A simple pitch. Asiata runs off left tackle, breaks a tackle there, breaks another one there. It takes a few guys to bring him down. So a lot of flash, a lot of style from the Vikings offense this season, but also some toughness by Matt Asiata. Those are my five favorite offensive plays from the 2014 season. Defense and special teams coming up next week.